Hello, and welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. Hello, and welcome. In today's show, we're going to do something a little bit different. I've had a little bit of inspiration, and I've decided that to start offering a pod class. The difference in my mind between a podcast and a pod class is that in the podcast, I just kind of talk about a mundane, random topic that I was thinking about. And in a pod class, that I'm actually going to teach something of practical value. And the reason why I came up with this idea was because some other dominants had asked me if I would work with their slaves or submissives and help them, give them some training in domestic service. And I also have a couple of mentees whom I mentor. I'm taking them through the exact same things of which I'm speaking about in the podcast. So I thought, you know, why don't I change the format a little bit and turn it into a pod class? So the format of it will be, I will discuss a practical concept, I will give some examples, and then I will give you a practical exercise at the end, which you would work on for 7 days. Now, it's not going to affect topics because at the beginning of the show, if I have something that I want to say, I will say that, then we would take a break, and then I would move right into the pod class, kind of sort of what we're doing right now. I hope you will enjoy today's pod class, and let's start it. Today's pod class is called Morning Service. And what we're going to learn today is how to set up your morning routine service. Many dominants have expressed to me that this would be a wonderful thing to have happen. You know, from the time they wake up, seeing their slave in service, they think that this would be a great addition to their household. So I want to talk about how you can go about setting that up for your household. So the first thing that is important in setting up your morning routine service is to be able to wake up before your dominant. Now, this was a hard one for me when I first started because I would go to bed late, and getting up, you know, before him was very, very hard just because I like to sleep or just because I was lacking in sleep so much. So going to bed at a decent hour and waking up before sir was of extreme importance. So we might say, well, Sophie, how early do I have to get up before my sir or my ma'am? Well, that is up to you, and it depends on your dominant. Well, I find that an hour and a half is usually a good enough time for me to get up and get it going. So, but for you, it might be a little bit less, or it might be a little bit more, depending on what other commitments and responsibilities you have. Our kids are not here. They're currently in the States, so I don't have to worry about them waking up in the middle of it. That would also, you know, but if they were here and they did happen to wake up in it, then I would just include getting things ready for them together as well. And yeah, we just have a little bit more work. So don't look at it like that. Just look at it as, pick a time where you think that you will have and start there and then tweak it as you go along. So you wake up before your dominant, and what you're going to do during that time is you're going to get yourself together. You're going to take some time and you're going to get your shower to wake up. And I find that taking a shower really wakes you up, because who wants to wake up to a slave with wonky hair and eye boogers? So you want to make sure that you get yourself pleasing and presentable, take your shower, get ready. You don't have to get fully dressed. If you like to get fully dressed, then that's perfectly fine. But some masters like their slave to be, you know, just presentable, clean, fresh, naked. So it just depends on what the preference of your dominant is. Or you can just get all nice and squeaky clean and, you know, put on a robe or something to that effect. Whatever is appropriate for your household and what is desired by your dominant. That's what you do. Okay. Then I take a little bit of time to meditate. The reason why I do that is because I'm a high stress person and I meditate. It helps me to center and ground myself. It helps me to get my thoughts for the day together. It helps me put me in an emotional state that I need to be in. This is time, if you are a religious person, this might be time for your personal prayer or, you know, spend some time alone. Or if you're not a religious person or anything like that, or a spiritual person, it might be a time where you sit down and have a cup of coffee and wake up and read your paper. Just taking some you time. Because in all of our service, we are also an important aspect of it. You have to be able to give from your cup. If your cup is half empty or empty, then how are you going to give to someone else from it? So this is a time where you take to refill your cup, get your mind right, get your thoughts for the day straight. The next thing you will do is you're going to set out your dominant's clothing. Okay, in the beginning, this is going to take a little bit of tweaking. The night before, you would ask your dominant what they're going to wear the next day if you don't have that task. Because some dominants like their, you know, some dominants are colorblind or have no sense of style, and they think that their slave has a better sense of style than they do. So sometimes they ask them, pick something out for them that looks good. If that is your task, then you are ready. Just go pick out something that they're going to wear and set it outside the room somewhere. If that's not your task and they like to do it themselves, then you ask them what do they want to wear for the next day. And then you would select it and take it out of the room. And the reason why you would take it out of the room is because in the morning, you do not want to be fumbling around in the room, making extra noise and waking them up before you're ready for them to wake up or before they're ready to wake up. So you have that all set out, and then you're going to iron this outfit if it's not already ironed. You don't want them to go around being, you know, wrinkly and being a poor reflection, because it's a poor reflection on their household. You know, what type of slave or submissive do they have that he's wrinkly, looks like a wrinkle bomb grenade was thrown at him or her. So, you know, if they have a professional job, you know, you want to make sure that they are. If you're, and the reason why you might say, Sophie, I hate ironing. Okay, you may hate ironing, but do you know how to do it properly? Okay, that's another podcast that we'll have is actually, you know, I can do that, you know, when I work with one-on-one. If they don't know how to iron, I can teach them how to iron. And you might say, that is so stupid and so easy. It is. You ever hear of something so easy that, you know, it just can't be that simple? Well, yeah, it is easy, but some people have never been properly taught because everybody thinks that it is so easy. Well, Sophie, I just drop clothes off at the cleaners and, you know, I go pick it up already pressed. That's beautiful. You know, we can take shortcuts once you have the basic skill down. If you don't have the basic skill down, how can you call yourself an exceptional slave? You need to know how to do every domestic thing. If you're in a 24/7 relationship and you are to take care of your master, what if you guys don't have the money at the time to take stuff to the cleaners? What if it's something to that effect? You need to know the valuable skill of how to iron. There's no shame in it. Actually, I find it quite meditative. You know, you can sit there and be ironing clothes and you can get into your headspace. You know that you're doing this to please your master or your mistress, and it is no shame in it. It is not, it is something that's a good skill to have. And trust me, how do you think a dominant feels when they have nice pressed clothing that they know was done by the hand of their slave? Okay, there's my shameless plug for ironing. So you have that ready. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to set out the bath or shower articles so that when they get up, they can go straight into the bath or the shower. And what you're going to do is you're going to set out his towel, a clean one. Well, Sophie, they took a shower the night before. He really doesn't like to take a shower in the morning. Okay, here's where it would be good to, you know, a shower helps wake people up. Also, people sleep usually 8 hours. Your body, your skin is an excreting organ. It's the largest organ of the body, and it excretes waste through it. Okay? You're sleeping, but your body is still excreting. And although you think you're clean, I'm not going to say you're dirty or smelly or whatever, but some people sweat at night. When they get up and take a shower in the morning and wash off all the excrement of the night, literally and figuratively, you know, they feel a lot better, a lot fresher. And so that's something that if they absolutely, positively refuse to wash in the morning, then I guess you'll have to let it go. If they refuse to wash because they think they don't have the time, this is where you come in. And this is where you can say, I have everything set out for you. They can go in and they only have to go in and stay 5 minutes or so, just enough to refresh and wake up. And you'll have their shaving articles ready. If it's a male, you know, for his face. If it's a female, you can have the razor and shaving cream. Everything to make it truly an effortless experience for them. And even if they want, you can wash them. The next thing you're going to do after you set out the shower articles is you're going to get breakfast set up. Okay, you're going to get your breakfast articles set up and ready to go. If they take the shower and don't want you to wash them, then you can go ahead and start making the breakfast. However, if they want you to wash them, then you get them to find out, well, okay, ma'am or sir, do you want me to wash you? If I wash you, then do you mind waiting a little bit for your breakfast when we get out, because I'll have to make your breakfast? Or do you want cold breakfast? Or, you know, you have to get that coordination down. Or if they wash themselves, you can come in, you can get breakfast started and come back and wash their back for them and then go back to breakfast. Or you can come in, wash their back, let them get dried off, and you dry them off and you lotion them down. And then while they're getting dressed, you can go back and finish tending to the breakfast. Don't start cooking anything. If you're going to do hot breakfast, don't cook it unless it's something that can be unattended for a while. So you want to make sure that, so you don't burn it. Okay. It's kind of like a nicely coordinated dance in the morning. And once you learn all the moves, then you can improvise. Okay. So let's review really quickly what we've done so far. We've woken up before our dominant. We've taken care of ourselves, gotten some me time. We've set out the clothing for the day and ironed it. We have gotten the bathroom and toiletries ready. And now, the moment of truth. You are now ready to go wake up your dominant. Here's something interesting. It depends on how your dominant likes to be woken up. Okay? Some dominants like you to come in and just cuddle up next to them and whisper in their ear, it's time to get up. Some dominants sleep really, really hard and they like the alarm set off and then for you to come in and wake them up. Some dominants like cock service or cunt service, you know, so you could wake them up that way. You have to find out which way they like being woken up, or they might like a squirt of water in the face, who knows. So, you know, just whatever your dominant likes, and ask your dominant which ways do they like being woken up. Each way you wake them up will set the tone for the day. So you want to do it the way that they do it. You know, me personally, I hate to be woken up with loud noises or suddenly. You know, if someone wakes me up with a tone of voice like something is urgent, I get that anxiety like, what happened? What's wrong? You know, I like to be woken up gently and calmly. You know, so I'm more of the cuddle variety, you know, whisper in my ear, it's time to get up. But that's not me. You're not serving me. And so, you know, you have to find out which way they like. And then you ask them for a couple of ways they like, because you want to be able to fit it to your day. So maybe you want to wake them up one day with cock service or cunt service, or another day you want to wake them up with cuddles, or, you know, another day you want to wake them up with a bucket of water in the face. Yes, I'm naughty. And, you know, but whatever you do, you know there's going to be a consequence of it. So it's either going to be a positive consequence or a negative consequence. I am not teaching rebellion here, okay? Just let it do this. Don't say Sophie said to put a bucket of water in your face, because I'm not saying that. That was a joke. I don't teach that kind of thing. You do that all on your own. All right, so you've woken up your dominant. You got them ready, and you're leading them to the bathroom to be showered. If your dominant drinks coffee, tea, juice, whatever, you know, you can have that already. You know, maybe you want to go that extra mile and you're the kind of slave that goes the extra mile and you like to do freshly squeezed juice. You have a juicer and you want to, you know, do some freshly squeezed juice. Or maybe you are the conscientious slave that you are coffee connoisseur with your dominant and you like to have fresh beans and you grind the beans fresh and make the coffee. Whatever you do, just make sure it's ready by the time they get out of the shower. Now, this might be something that you want to do before you wake them up. You have to coordinate and orchestrate your morning to fit so that everything is perfectly timed. Because some people get up in the morning and they feel like they don't have enough time to eat breakfast. So they might not eat breakfast, or they just don't, like I said, they just don't eat it because they don't feel they have the time. That's where you come in. Now, if you guys honestly and truly don't get up, you might need to sit down with your dominant and say, listen, you're getting up at so-and-so time. You have to be gone in an hour. And that really is not a good enough time. Can we wake you up 30 minutes earlier? You know, just so that you can have a good breakfast and I can know that you're fed, because it's the most important meal of the day. And it's getting you started and starting off good eating habits for the day. You know, and you guys can sit down and communicate that and discuss that. If they just refuse to get up and to be on a schedule, then what are you going to do? I have enough freedom in the house to keep him on his toes. He's giving me enough authority to give him a kick in the ass when he needs it. If I find that it's a challenge for him to, he needs to get up a little bit earlier in order for everything else to work better, then we just get up. We do it together. Like, I wake him up earlier and he knows I'm getting up earlier. And, you know, a lot of dominants don't want to know that, oh, my slave gets up in the morning and has more discipline than I do, because that doesn't look good. You know, it might be their challenge area. You know, no dominant is perfect and they have challenge areas, and that's why they have their slave to help strengthen up those areas. And if they have a hard time getting up in the morning, then because, you know, they're always late or something like that, and that makes them look bad or whatever to their bosses or that kind of thing. Sometimes, you know, you have to go to them respectfully and say, this is a problem that I see and I'm your slave. So getting up a few minutes, 30 minutes earlier could facilitate you being more on time, and you could leave the house 15 minutes earlier than you usually do, or, you know, you guys can work that out because it's for their best. Okay, so you've woken up your dominant, you've gotten your breakfast. If they don't want to eat a full breakfast, because some dominants can't put anything on their stomach for a while, so they might just have the juice or the toast or the tea. Oh, a great tea service. Oh my goodness, we'll have a podcast on that. But maybe whatever it is, they just like to have a liquid or something very light until they wake up. You can also have their snack ready, because some people don't want to eat until about 10 a.m. when they're at the office, they've settled down, whatever. Now they're going to have another cup of coffee at work and they can have a little snack that you've packed. So however it works, you're either going to make them breakfast or make their snack and their lunch or whatever you're going to do in the time that you would make breakfast. Because you want to make sure they do eat, okay? If you want to be sure that they have nice goodies for their lunch, for their snack. If they're watching their weight, you want to make sure you have the appropriate foods for them to support them in their goals. You know, it's a dance, and it's going to take a little bit of time for you to learn your steps. Okay, so, and after that, it's hand them their lunch, hand them their snack, and whatever else they want you to do. Your morning service, your routine of getting your dominant up and ready for the day is well underway there. And so then it's just a little bit of whatever else he needs or she needs you to do before they go off to work or go off to do whatever they do in the morning. So here's your practical exercise for this week. First thing I want you to do is I want you to sit down with your dominant and find out everything there is to know. You are in training to be an exceptional slave, a slave of exceptional worth, one to be coveted. You want other slaves to see you and say, I wish I was like him or her. You want to make dominants look at you and say, I wish I had a slave like that. So you need to know everything about your dominants, likes, dislikes, you know, and things like that. Okay. You need to know, what do they do for breakfast? Do they eat breakfast? Don't they eat the breakfast? If they eat breakfast, what kinds of breakfasts do they like? You have to find out how they take their coffee, how they take the juice, what juices they like, which juices they don't like. You need to find out, you know, if they take baths in the morning or showers in the morning. You have to find out how they want to be woken up. You know, and on a daily basis, you need to find out what they want to wear at night. Okay, so you're going to find out all these things initially and just ask them the little things like that. Then you're going to set about a time that you're going to get up. Okay, you're going to think about everything that you've learned and you're going to decide, okay, I'm going to get up X amount of time earlier than my dominant. And you're going to start getting up at that time. You're going to find out, you're going to plan for yourself what you're going to do for your me time, how long that me time will be. Okay, because you still have to get the other things done, but you might need to know. Maybe your me time is exercise in the morning. Maybe you need to get up and do your morning exercise. Whatever that is, or go for your walk, or whatever your me time is, you do it, and you add that to it. So you're going to decide what your me time is going to be, and you're going to do it. And then you're going to figure out, on the first day, you're going to pick a time. You say 1.5 hours, 2 hours, depending on it, and then you try it. And if it doesn't work that first day, if it's not enough time, you feel like you're scrambling around, you're going to push it back 15 more minutes. You're going to get up 15 minutes earlier than that until you find the right amount of time that you need. And then you're going to practice that. So for the next week, before the next pod class, you're going to do this and you're going to get up and you're going to practice this morning routine. Now, I would like you guys to send me an email and tell me if you take up this challenge. I want you to send me an email. I've changed my email. My email is now Sophie@SophieZen.com. Sophie@SophieZen.com. And I want you guys to tell me how it went or how it's going, you know, or if you have a challenge or something and you might need a suggestion or something like that, I would be more than happy to email you back and give you a suggestion or try to find a solution for you. And maybe I might not know and I might have to do some research and be like, wow, that's a good one, you know. But you are more than welcome to email me. And I would love to know who's taking up the challenge. So that's emailing me at Sophie@SophieZen.com. I'll put that in the show notes. Oh, and I just wanted to give a quick little tidbit. I am designing my website now. It's SophieZen.com. Where you guys go, well, your name on Fat and everything is His Little Sophie. That's right. My name's Sophie. My name's Sophie Zen. But I'm His Little Sophie. So that's where that all came from. And but everybody else knows me as Sophie or Sophie Zen. So there you go. And I'm working on my website. It's halfway done now. The email is up and running, so you guys can do that all day long. But I'm switching the podcast over to it and doing a whole bunch of other things and getting the website up and going. So I will give an announcement, and hopefully I'll be able to announce that the website is done and up and running during the next podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you again next time.
You have been listening to Subspace with His Little Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.